Doug Goings. I'm vice chairman of U.S. Wheat at Associates right now.
And where do you farm?
I farm in Northwest Ohio.
All right, let's talk about wheat. Let's talk about the farm bill implications on U.S. wheat exports and farm income.
Right now, the farm bill is very important to us because FMD funding, foreign market development, is funded through the farm bill. As of September 30th, the farm bill ended for the FMD funding. So we have no funding coming from FMD right now. And even if they extend the farm bill, we won't get any funding unless they make a special provision, because that was one of those line items that got eliminated because it was a too low of a value.
Tell me how that is impacting your industry right now.
Right now, luckily, they had a little extra money left over at USDA, and they could continue to fund us until about the end of the year. So after the end of the year, we have nothing to pay our overseas offices.
Are you optimistic that the leaders have been saying their goal is to have a farm bill during the lame duck session? Are you optimistic about that?
I'm very optimistic. And as of today, I heard they talked to Mr. Peterson, and Peterson acted like he was willing to negotiate the farm bill, too. So when you have both sides of the aisle talking, that's a very good thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. And the midterm election maybe has impacted that a little bit?
I think it's a little bit, but I don't think a whole lot. You know, things weren't flying through the House anyhow, so we had a lot of disagreements on what we could pass and what we couldn't. So it'll be a little harder, but I'm feel there's a lot of people in the Congress on both sides that really know we need a farm bill.
What else do you need?
We need to continue the trade efforts. I mean, trade is so important to us, and with not being in TPP, Australia and Canada are going to have a big advantage in Japan, especially because they will start marking up the tariffs, marking down their tariffs, and ours will stay the same, and they will have a price disadvantage. It'll be a lot greater, and we won't be able to ship wheat in there. So if we can get something worked out, we're trying to get them to at least hold the tariff where it is now or equal to what Australia and Canada is. In the meantime, why they get done negotiating, because hopefully within the next few months they can get something negotiated out with them, because they are talking. And the millers in Japan really want it done because they like our quality wheat. We can send them consistent quality, and that's what's very important to a miller.
Absolutely. What about domestically? There have been some weather challenges for wheat.
Yes. Every year there's a weather challenge someplace in the country. With wheat being grown clear across the United States, there's everything happens, you know. Like last year, you had so much low-protein wheat that came out of a Kansas area. But other areas had fairly good protein, so it's a good thing we got good merchandisers that can blend that wheat, and we can give our customer what he really wants.
Well, let's talk about that. That ties into trade, of course. What does the customer want, and how are you able to achieve that?
He wants a consistent quality, high quality wheat, and that's something we can really deliver to him, because we have so many options of where the wheat comes from, and they can blend it, and they can give them exactly what they want. And the millers are really pleased when they have a consistent, because they don't have to change their mills. They can just let them run.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, not that I can think of off the top of my head right now.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.